I have been diagnosed with heart failure and diabetes, and I just can't seem to get the self-care in terms of the salt restriction, the sugar restriction, and just the future going forward as to what that's going to mean.
Okay. So I think one of the things that I would address first is why are you choosing to call it salt restriction and sugar restriction? When you phrase it that way.
That's what they call it. That's what
well,
they call it.
They're
that's
wrong.
What the doctors. Okay.
Here's what we know about they. They talk like assholes. Right?
Right.
So I want to point this out that just because somebody phrases something a certain way, and it, you know, this is just the way the medical jargon sometimes, like it makes sense. So now we're going to restrict salt for your health. But in your brain, if you can't get behind salt restriction and you can't get behind sugar restriction, it probably hears that and immediately goes to womp wompville.
Yes.
Okay.
I crave it.
Yeah. Well, and that's normal. I mean, if you've been eating salt, a lot of salt, and you've been eating a lot of sugar, and that's just something you've done, I think one of the things to remember is that it would be normal to crave it when I start eating a new way.
Okay.
Do you notice how I talked about it a little bit different than you did?
Yes.
Tell me your thoughts about it, like your general thoughts about it.
I'm going to be giving up comfort food. It's going to be hard.
Why is this food comforting?
I don't know. I think to me it means love, time with family. But my grandmother always made nice, sweet desserts, and it was always a way of celebrating and just feeling loved.
Okay. So this is what I want to talk about. Unless you have a health diagnosis like Angel, like I think we put too much emphasis on the food. I don't want you cutting out the food you love. Unless you really need to prioritize being here for a long time and being able to experience more love in your life over getting now love with food. So now we're just going to have to re-engineer how you feel comforted and loved with your family around food. One of the things that we mistake that happens is, let's take this back out. So let's put family dinner up here with sweets. Our thought is the food is the fun part. Like when we feel love and connection and all the things, we're errantly thinking that the sweets are doing it. It's what we've all been eating and stuff. It's not the food. The food triggers you to remember the emotions, but it's the thinking behind the emotions. So remember yesterday when I told you, like, if you really think that when you go to your favorite restaurant, it's all about, like, the nachos and the burgers, go by yourself and eat them. It'd be like, Angel, like, sit down by yourself at the family dinner table with the spread and eat undistracted with just the food. See if you feel a lot of love and connection.
Probably not.
It's like the food will taste good. You might have some good thoughts about the food, but you're not, the experience is very different. When we're with our families at dinners and holidays and all that kind of stuff, what's really happening is while we're eating, we have thoughts about what's going on around us. I love being here. Uncle Bo Cephas is so funny. Like, it's our thoughts that are creating the experience. The food is not doing that. But it's easy for us to get fooled into thinking that it is. So when you really understand that, the food you want to keep and the food you don't. Now with Angel, we have a little bit of a different situation. Angel now has to learn how to really appreciate her family and the time they have together, and to pay attention to the thoughts that she's having there, and to teach herself that this is the amazing part. Being with them is the amazing part. Not eating with them is the amazing part. It's being with them, especially Angel. Because if she doesn't make the connection that being with the people is what's really important, then salt and sugar will still remain the top priority in her brain. We need the salt and sugar. We burden our family without it. We can't have love and connection without it. So she's got to journal and break the tie between those two.